You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena, Lucinda, how are you this morning?
Morena, I am puffed. I did not know what day it was. I bust and rushed and I made it.
Hey, look, it happens. And also, it's something about the weather this week actually being freezing cold.
It's honestly so cold, my cat won't get off me.
It's hard to move a cat, that's for sure.
As soon as I sit down, she's like, oh, hey.
Is that my personal heater?
Exactly.
I believe it is. What are you eating in this change of season? What's been in your Kailand? Kailand?
Kailand.
You know, your kitchen? What's been happening?
That's where I live.
Yeah, Kailand.
I have been eating, honestly, I've been eating a lot of sweet treats, which, I don't know. I don't know if that's a cold weather thing or if that's a time of the month thing or just a... It's all times of month for me.
Potentially, yeah.
bit of all of the above.
Weirdly, one of the things that I'm currently really obsessed with is, well, maybe, I mean, I've been obsessed for a while, but I've really noticed that banoffee is like the hottest flavor in town.
It's come back.
Yeah. A renaissance?
A renaissance.
A very 2010 comeback, yeah. You know?
A banoffsance.
Banoffsance. How do we feel about banoffee in the studio here? What's your thoughts on it, Stella?
I enjoy it.
You
and
enjoy
I think
it.
It's a really easy thing to make.
Yeah.
And it looks impressive.
It is. Yeah, it's definitely. One of those, like, you know, quick, cheap barbecue, you know, potluck type things, like bringing a bag of Kransky sausages, which costs like $0, well, $4
but
or something.
But everyone cheers.
And everyone's so excited and you put no effort in.
Exactly.
That's a little hack.
Our very first flat, we were trying to pretend to be grown-ups and we were like, we're going to have a dinner party. What should we make for dessert? Oh, banoffee pie. Yeah, great.
Is it? I don't know the culinary history of banoffee well enough, but it feels very sort of 70s dinner party to me.
I think that's because it's got layers where the fruit is visible.
And sliced sort of, fruit is always...
Very 70s. Do you make it? Is it something that's in your repertoire?
I actually do. Do you know, so I always kind of thought banoffee was a sort of a, I don't know why, because it really is like a beautiful combination. But for a while I was like, this is a gross combination. I'm not interested.
No, thank you.
And then I had what has, I think, now become quite an iconic Auckland cafe eat, which is the banoffee pie at Coffee Pen, Eden Terrace.
That is next level. I forgot about that.
It's so good.
If you were to bring me anything from Coffee Pen, I would already love it. They're just so yum.
Yeah.
Everything they do there. Pumpkin pie as well.
Oh my god, the tiramisu tart.
Next level.
They do cheese rolls now too.
The cheese rolls are like a meal too. You know how a cheese roll is a snack? Anybody, you know, a cheese roll is small
it
and
can
snacky.
Be either.
But these are big, chunky. It's like good
time. It's a toasty cheese roll.
We're big fans of Coffee Pen.
We love it.
Sorry, they have a great banoffee pie though.
They do, and they released around, I want to say it was like around one of the lockdowns, I think. Anyway, they released their banoffee pie recipe in their Coffee Pen book. And so naturally I made it. And it's kind of dangerous having that recipe in your arsenal because it is very easy and just like very delicious. And then you have an entire pie.
So what goes into it?
So they do like a ginger nut kind of base.
Ooh.
Which I think is genius.
That is genius. Gives it a little kick.
Exactly. And it's like, I think their whole recipe is like, very precise, specific techniques, but very sort of pantry staples.
Love
so the caramel they use is the classic, like, canned caramel, the Nestle canned caramel.
Perfect.
But they put it through a sieve so that it has a really nice texture.
Oh.
No lumpy bits.
Nice.
And, and that ginger nut base, I think, elevates it.
And then are we slicing bananas straight onto the caramel or cream and then bananas?
Oh, my God. I'm trying to remember. I'm pretty sure it's a caramel and then banana.
I feel like the banana has to be in between the caramel and the cream.
You don't want to see a brown banana.
Because you don't want to have to look at it. Exactly. Exactly.
I've also had in the last, honestly, like probably less than a week. Oh, yeah, it's fine. I've tried the Duck Island new banoffee flavour.
Ooh.
It's so good.
Yum.
Of course it is.
Duck Island, famous for good having good chunks of things in it. Has it got chunks in it? What's the layering?
It's kind of got like a, kind of like a smooth, quite smooth, not too chunky, but like little chunks.
Ooh.
So it almost feels like, I guess like having a chocolate chip ice cream or like a stretchy Nutella where it's like kind of flaked bits throughout.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Which I quite like.
Okay, nice.
And it's got a really nice sort of harmonious mix of all of the different banoffee elements.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Mm.
I feel like I feel like there's something about a banoffee pie. There's that place in the Ponsonby food court which does the pasta.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it's called right now, but people will know what I'm talking about.
The Italian spot.
The Italian spot in the Ponsonby food court. They do like a banoffee tiramisu,
oh,
which I haven't tried, but every time I'm in there, I'm like, I'm going to get that
one
day.
Oh my God, I've never seen that.
Yeah,
Looks yum. I want that.
If anyone's had it, 5395. I've been eyeing it up and it looks pretty good.
I would love to know as well.
Can you get a good banoffee from? 5395 if you know a spot.
I'd love to know. I also highly recommend if you see them, and I've actually never seen them in the North Island. I've seen them in the South Island supermarkets, but the brand Queen Anne, who make the really sort of fancy marshmallow, like chocolate fish.
Yes.
Their bars, they actually do a banoffee flavor.
A bar.
It's so good. It's like milk chocolate, banana marshmallow, and a layer of caramel on top.
Whoa.
And it's kind of got that slightly fake banana-y taste, which I actually love.
I love fake banana.
Well, I also love fake banana. I love, what are the banana chew things?
Yes, and they discontinued the party mix, but now they do a knockoff version of all of the banana lollies in Countdown.
What?
Yeah, you can get a whole bag of bananas.
Is this when we all reveal that banana fruit boost to the best fruit boost?
Absolutely
as well?
Absolutely, they
yes,
are.
I'm correct. Kind
of controversial, and I don't love a fruit
no,
burst
at
jail.
All
no so I think what happened is I think I might have just eaten too many lollies as a kid, and now I'm like, as soon as I eat one, I'm like, oh, I feel sick.
Pavlov's dog.
I'm so happy for their existence. I love their aesthetic.
Mm.
When I was a teacher in a previous life, I would always buy them for my kids and they would go mental for them.
Yeah,
so,
nice.
Of course.
You got to get, you know, food, treats, bribe. That's the way to get things
you
done.
You do.
Can someone fact check me on this? Is it true that the reason fake banana flavor tastes nothing like real bananas is because bananas used to taste more like that? Or is that a kind of apocryphal tale that's kind of gone around?
I like it.
Because apparently the, you know, kind of flavor of bananas now is big supermarket banana.
Yeah,
and
banana.
They used to be much more smaller and sweeter and more like the fake banana flavor. If that's true.
Yeah.
Or false, please tell us on 5395. Getting the hive mind to fact check.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I'm getting on Stella's Science Friday is they're just saying it's because of the chemicals, which I feel like is a real pop-out answer.
Shocker.
Nothing like getting an actual scientist to fact check you. Stella has the actual journals to search
Science
for
Friday
things.
Science Friday does look like a peer-reviewed publication.
It doesn't look like a peer-reviewed publication. That's why she's being silly goofy.
Hey, thank you for bringing us a bit of banoffee on this freezing cold morning.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now I want some.
On Jervis Road, the best banoffee is from Fusion Cafe. It isn't always on the menu, thankfully, or I'd eat it too much.
Oh yeah, I feel
hot
that.
Hot tip from Gail. Thank you, Gail.
Thanks, Gail. I'm gonna go there.
And thank you, Lucinda. We'll see you soon.
Ka kite.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.